Welcome to Health Talk Tuesday with Apple Denaria Health. Each week at this time, we'll be covering a different topic and talking with different healthcare professionals. Health Talk Tuesday with Apple Denaria Health on Q92.
Angel Molden with Apple Denaria Health with this week's Health Talk Tuesday.
Did you know that heart disease is the leading cause of death in women, and that heart disease affects women of all ages, races, shapes, and sizes? Did you know that women can oftentimes experience symptoms of heart disease differently than men? Women are less likely than men to experience the typical heavy, crushing chest pain. Instead, they have symptoms such as dizziness, fatigue, nausea, stomach pain, chest pressure, or a feeling of tightness in their chest. Because of this, women are less likely to get testing related to coronary artery disease or can experience delays in receiving tests such as the initial EKG. They're also less likely to receive care from a heart specialist during hospitalizations, and they're less likely to receive certain types of therapy or medicines. Younger women may be misdiagnosed and sent home from the emergency department after cardiac events that occur from undiagnosed and untreated vascular heart disease. And it's also more common for women to not exhibit any symptoms of coronary artery disease. So because of all of this, women may not be diagnosed and treated as quickly as men. Therefore, it's incredibly important to seek immediate care if you have symptoms of coronary artery disease. Risk factors are hereditary conditions or lifestyle habits that make a person more likely to develop a disease. Risk factors also increase the likelihood that a disease will worsen. Now, we all know your family history can't be changed. If your family had a heart attack at an early age, you're simply more likely to have heart disease yourself. But what you can do is focus on your lifestyle and make changes during every stage of your life to lower your risk of heart disease. While symptoms might be different for women, risk factors are the same for both men and women, and they include things such as having high blood pressure or high cholesterol, being overweight or obese, having diabetes or prediabetes, smoking, being physically inactive, having a family history of early heart disease, having a history of preeclampsia during pregnancy, and eating a diet that is unhealthy. Each of these risk factors increases your chance of developing heart disease, but having more than one risk factor is especially serious. For example, preeclampsia, which is high blood pressure during pregnancy, can cause damage to other organ systems such as the kidneys. If you've had this condition, you should take extra care to try and control other heart disease risk factors, because preeclampsia raises your risk for heart disease and blood vessel disease and problems later in life. Aside from preeclampsia, having heart disease or heart problems before pregnancy can raise your risk for pregnancy complications or pregnancy-related death during or after childbirth. Heart disease increases with age, including during and after menopause. In middle age, women tend to develop more risk factors for heart disease, in part due to increasing body weight, and also because of their body's production in estrogen drops. Women who go through early menopause, especially if they've had a hysterectomy, are more likely to develop heart disease than women of the same age who have not yet gone through menopause. While some risk factors, such as age and family history of early heart disease, cannot be changed, the truth is there is something that we can do, and that is pay attention to our health. Being more physically active and eating a healthy diet are important steps for your heart disease. Move more. Like they say, if you rest, you rust. Improve your nutrition and eat healthier. Check with your doctor or your healthcare provider about your heart health numbers and your cholesterol. Try and improve your sleep and reduce stress. Stop smoking and aim for a healthy weight. The message here is clear. Every woman needs to take her heart disease risk seriously and take action now to reduce that risk. You can make the changes gradually, one at a time, but making them is the important first step. Healthy eating and physical activity go a long way in preventing heart disease and keeping it from getting worse if you already have it. Thanks for listening. Today's message has been brought to you by the providers at Appleton Area Health.
Angel Molden with Appleton Area Health with this week's Health Talk Tuesday.
Welcome to Health Talk Tuesday with Appleton Area Health. Each week at this time, we'll be covering a different topic and talking with different healthcare professionals. Health Talk Tuesday with Appleton Area Health on Q92.